In high school sports, just a few ball games last night around the area. In boys basketball, Atlantic had a balanced effort last night in a 67-37 win over Red Oak as Scott Leonard had 17 points to lead four players in double figures last night. Garrett Franken had 14, while Chase Mullinix and Austin Alexander each had 10 for the Trojans in that victory last night. Also last night, Lewis Central beat Glenwood 77-61. It was Thomas Jefferson over Essex 67-45 in boys' hoops. In girls' hoops last night, Shenandoah topping Creston 61-55. It was Charter Oak Ute over Whiting 59-28. Essex beat Thomas Jefferson 48-40. In college hoops, the Iowa Hawkeyes snapped a four-game losing streak with a 95-68 win over Stetson last night. Freshman Cordell Pemsel continues to be a bright spot. He had a career-high 21 points, shooting 9 of 11 from the floor.
I try to catch the ball and look to see how the defense is playing myself, not only myself, but my teammates as well. So if I find myself with good positioning and I know I can score, I want to take shots that I know I'm capable of making. I don't want to go out of my comfort zone and try to force things that I know won't be efficient.
Pemsel says he's gaining confidence with each game. That snapped a streak of four games in which Iowa's opponents topped the 90-point mark.
We've been satisfied with just trading baskets with teams, and we haven't really stepped up on defense. But now we emphasize as a team that defense is our key right now. We need to go in there and do what we need to do on defense, and that'll lead to our offense.
Bemzel's connected on 23 of his last 27 shots in the last three games.
Seeing him grow and really enjoy playing. I mean, you watch that kid, he has fun playing, and I think that's important, and that's what I want. Any coach wants his guys to work hard, compete, be intense, but you got to love the game.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says he was happy with the defensive effort last night.
Our defensive intensity and concentration, enthusiasm in the first half was the best it's been all year. I thought our bench support of those who were on the floor was the best it's been all year. Our activity level tonight was really, really good.
Freshman Isaiah Moss also had 21 points for the Hawkeyes as they improved to 5-5 on the season. Iowa State snapped a two-game losing streak in convincing fashion last night. The Cyclones canned a season-high 15 three-pointers as they clobbered Nebraska-Omaha 91-47 at Hilton Coliseum.
I was proud that we came out and competed the right way tonight. We didn't mess around with the game. I thought we had a really good defensive performance in the first half. I thought tonight we shared the ball a lot better. We passed it. We went side to side with the ball. And then our guys made shots, and that helps obviously a ton.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Deontay Burton scored the Cyclones' first 13 points of the game as he finished with a game-high 20.
You just evaluate how you play. I mean, that team averages 85, 87 points a game, and so we did a really good job. And we weren't perfect all night, but for the majority of the night, we played good defense.
Prohm says the Cyclones continue to make strides on the defensive side.
And I think we've had four straight halves of 25 points or less, five straight halves, and then I think we've had about seven halves in a row of 40% or less defensive field goal percentage. And so I know this is an offensive school, but hopefully we can do both.
The Cyclones are now 6-2 on the season with that victory. Reigning national champion Villanova is back on top of the Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Wildcats moved up one spot following Kentucky's loss to UCLA last weekend. The Bruins climbed up to second after knocking off the previous number one team in Lexington. Kansas is third, followed by Baylor and Duke. Kentucky, North Carolina, Gonzaga, Indiana, and Creighton round out the top 10. Iowa State is number 25 in this week's poll. Ohio State and Michigan dominated the selections for the Associated Press All-Big Ten football team. The Buckeyes placed eight players on the first team. The Wolverines had five players occupy six spots on the first team. Running back Saquon Barkley of conference champion Penn State was named to the first team on every ballot and was voted the Big Ten's Offensive Player of the Year. A panel of 26 writers and broadcasters from the 11 Big Ten states also voted Michigan linebacker Jabril Peppers as the Defensive Player of the Year, and Ohio State running back Mike Weber is the Newcomer of the Year. Penn State's James Franklin is the coach of the year. Among Iowa Hawkeyes who were selected to the Big Ten All-Conference teams, the Big Ten coaches' picks included third-teamers Akram Wadley, a running back, along with linemen Sean Welsh and James Daniels and Cole Croston. On the defensive side, Jaleel Johnson and Desmond King were first-team All-Big Ten selections. Josie Jewell, linebacker, was a second-team pick. Among special teamers, Desmond King was a second-team selection as a returner, while Ron Caluzzi, Iowa's punter, was named to the third team. Also, Ike Butker, LaShawn Daniels Jr., Parker Hesse, George Kittle, Greg Maben, and Riley McCarron were all honorable mention picks by the coaches. The media picks included Desmond King of Iowa as a first-team defensive selection. Second-team defensive selections include Jaleel Johnson and Josie Jewell from the Hawkeyes. Also, a second-team pick on the special teams is Desmond King as a returner. Third-team picks on offense, Sean Welsh and James Daniels. Offensive lineman Ron Caluzzi, Iowa's punter, was a third-team pick by the media. Also, the media selected several Hawkeyes as honorable mention picks, including Nathan Budgeta, C.J. Beathard, Ike Butker, Cole Croston, LaShawn Daniels Jr., Parker Hesse, George Kittle, Riley McCarron, and Akram Wadley. Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson is one of the five finalists for the Heisman Trophy, along with Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson, Michigan linebacker Jabril Peppers, and Oklahoma teammates Baker Mayfield and Dede Westbrook. Jackson completed 58% of his passes for 3,390 yards and 30 touchdowns for the Cardinals after entering the season as one of the Heisman favorites. He accounted for another 1,538 yards and 21 touchdowns on the ground. Watson finished third in the balloting last year and will be on hand when the trophy is presented Saturday in New York. Westbrook and Mayfield are the first teammates to be finalists since Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart from Southern California finished first and third in 2005. Also in college football honors, Alabama's Jonathan Allen won the Bronco Nagurski Trophy as the nation's best college defensive player. Allen has 56 tackles and 9 sacks this season for the Crimson Tide. Jeff Brohm is the new head football coach at Purdue after accepting a 6-year contract worth an average of about $3.5 million per season. Brohm was lured away from Western Kentucky, where he was 30-10 and created one of the nation's top offenses. He takes over a program that was 9-39 in its last four seasons under Darrell Hazel and interim coach Jared Parker. Well, the Indianapolis Colts are part of a three-way tie for first place in the AFC South after their complete dismantling of the New York Jets last night. Tight end Dwayne Allen grabbed 3 touchdown passes in the first half of the Colts' 41-10 laffer at the Meadowlands. Allen had scoring receptions of 23, 21, and 7 yards, while Indy was building a 24-3 lead at halftime. In baseball news, the San Francisco Giants have picked up the closer they desperately needed last season. The Giants say they've agreed to a 4-year, $62 million contract with closer Mark Melancon pending a physical. The 31-year-old Melancon accounted for 47 saves for the Pirates and the Nationals last season after leading the majors with 51 in 2015. The Giants blew 32 saves this year, the last in their season-ending loss to the Cubs in Game 4 of the National League Division Series. Also, the Boston Red Sox have exercised the 2018 option on manager John Farrell's contract. He won the World Series in his first season with the Sox in 2013. The Dodgers have re-signed free agent Rich Hill to a 3-year, $48 million package, just a year after the left-hander was pitching for the Long Island Ducks of the Independent Atlantic League. And it's going to cost a little bit more to attend Cub games at Wrigley Field this year. The reigning World Series champions say the average season ticket price at Wrigley Field will climb 19.5% next season. The price hike includes a 31% bump for club box infield seats and a 22% increase for bleacher tickets. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.